Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you'll be watching this. My name is Siyasanga Munwadibi and welcome to Sunday World Engage. And just so you know, guys, whenever you see this face, just know that I'll be bringing you sports personalities. And today I'm joined by a man who probably doesn't need any introduction, but we'll introduce him nonetheless. It's former Orlando Pirates captain, Happy Jelly. My chance, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Welcome to Sunday World Engage, our platform.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and we all know this week, it's the Soweto Derby.
Yep.
And well, it's back to back, but we'll start with this one, Betway Premiership, you know. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's been a great season for all the teams that participate in the Betway Premiership. You can see there's a lot of variation in the positions. You know, we never thought that Sekhukhune can be number three.
For sure.
We can never thought that Polokwane City can be in the top eight, because if you remember the previous seasons, they're always trying to survive the relegation. You know what I mean? So now Cape Town City is there down in the relegation zone with SuperSport. You know?
Thought?
Who have thought that? You know, it's been exciting, you know. And if you can see, Cape Town City and SuperSport are the campaign that always challenge for the league or challenge for the domestic trophies. So now they need to survive. You know what I mean? But top eight, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, and speaking about the top eight, your former team Pirates are going up against Chiefs, who are also fighting this season to be inside the top eight. They are number nine, if I'm not mistaken, going into this game. How important do you think this game will be for both teams? Because Pirates is challenging for the title.
Yeah, hey, this game is it's very tough, because both teams, even if they're not playing very well on the day, you know, it comes difficult when comes the day of the match, because it's a derby.
Yeah,
you know, most players are motivated. Eventually, they don't need motivation from the coach or from any other fans, but you as a player as well, you are motivated, you know. So it becomes a different a ball game when the day come, you know. And you know, fans, they're always fighting.
Yeah,
you know, if they beat Pirate, Chiefs is won the league. You know, and some of the fans for Pirate, if they beat Kaizer Chiefs, you know, it's a glory for them, you know. But for me, the most important thing is for Orlando Pirate mentally for coming back, you know, in this during tough times where they lost the semi-final in the CAF Championship.
Yeah.
Mentally, they need to be strong. And obviously, they are chasing a league.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough for them. You know, how they're going to change the mentality from CAF to a league game.
Yeah, and like you said, there's a lot riding in this game. It's not only about the bragging rights, but the 3 points. Pirates chasing for the title. I think now it's 9 points. Adrift, Mamelodi Sundowns, you know, they have two games in hand, and Chiefs, it's the top eight, you know. So speaking of the mentality, you know, how tough is it, do you think? Is it like switching from CAF Champions League and immediately to a crucial, you know, league game?
Yeah, it's very crucial. And I'm happy, you know, with the mentality that they've been, you know, because they had to go through a lot in terms of Champions League and playing the domestic cups and also the Betway Premier League. It's been tough for them.
Yeah.
But now, because they've lost the game, you know, it was something that they wanted to play for, to go to the final and also win the CAF champion.
Yeah.
But now it didn't happen. How are we going to change that mentality as a player or as a leader, as a coach? How are we going to respond to the players as well?
Yeah.
It's very important, because if they win the Betway Premiership games, they can also go to the Champions League next season.
For sure.
For sure, you know? So for me, it's all about mentality, but I feel like the way they've been playing all along, they are mentally strong.
Yeah, and going back to the derby, what are maybe some of your fond memories, you know, of this fixture? Because I mean, it's one of the biggest fixtures of football in the football calendar across the continent?
I think for me, there's a lot of memorables. You know, as a young player, when I was still playing for Orlando Pirate, you know, I dreamt to play for a derby because I used to watch a lot of derby when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to play in 95,000 supporters, it's something big, you know. And also, you want to be in the history of Orlando Pirate, you know, and do well. And people remember the derby most.
Yeah.
What did you do? And derby is something that it can boost you to perform and go to the national team. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can break you, you know, because one mistake, sometimes it end up not playing the whole season.
Ish.
You know, so it's tough. But for me, I think I had a lot of best games, you know. Some of them, they were not good, but I think majority,
they were good.
They were good,
yeah.
You know, and at least I've won a couple of games, you know, and I've enjoyed it. I don't want to lie.
Yeah, and I stand to be corrected. I think you are, you hold the record of having the most appearances in the derby for Orlando Pirates.
Yeah,
is it with 28? So how does that make you feel, you know, as a player, knowing that, you know?
You know, when you play CIA, you some of the stats you don't count.
Nah.
You don't count the stats most of the time. You want to play football because the team signed you to play football.
Yeah.
So most of the time you want to bless the supporters by your performance.
For sure.
You know, for me, the stats, I didn't concentrate a lot to them. For me, it was me contributing for the team, you know, get results and get somewhere at the same time.
Yeah.
And also win trophies for the team, and which I did.
Yeah.
So, the stats are there. But for you, you just have to perform and enjoy the game. Because this game, it's big. And it's also watched by a lot of people, you know.
For sure.
Even outside the country, they still watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of... Our league is one of the best, you know. I think it's one of the top 10 in Africa.
Yeah.
In the world, I don't know, but I think in Africa, we one of the 10.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's the best league. You know, the PSL, they've done so much, you know. And also, the boys need to perform and enjoy the game.
Yeah.
You know, the way you want, enjoy it. Because this moment, sometimes you'll never get it again.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, all players that are playing in the Betway Premiership, they still want to play this game.
The derby, no?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And you spoke of, you know, the supporters, 90,000 stadium capacity, you know, and every player wanting to play in this fixture. You have Pirates has Mbekezeli Mbogazi, who's definitely going to start or play or feature in his first Soto derby, you know. What do you think goes through mind of a young player, you know, who's now in the headlines, you know, on almost everyone's lips, you know, going into such a big game?
Yeah, first of all, I would say when he got the opportunity, he grabbed with his both hands.
Yeah.
He's been doing well for the team, and what I'm glad of is been playing some competition games.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of the CAF champions, he's playing against the best teams.
For sure.
And he's been outstanding in those games as well. So for me, as a young player playing in the first game of a derby, he need to be consistent with the performance that he's been doing.
Yeah.
You know, now I know everyone is talking about him.
Yeah.
But he needs to be calm, relax, play the game, not the occasion.
Yeah.
Because if you play the occasion, it can embarrass you.
Yeah.
So you need to just perform the way you've been performing. Take one game at a time and enjoy the game. The most important thing is
to enjoy.
Is to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
And the results will come.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's luckily has the likes of Thapelo Xoki, you know, leaders in that team who can, you know, help him settle in and like you said, play the game and not the occasion.
Yeah. No, is you are right, Sia. He's very lucky because there's a lot of senior players that have been in there and been playing the game. the likes of the captain Mayela is there, he can guide him.
For
and
sure.
also Koki and CBC, there's Nda, you know, a couple of guys that they've been in that situation before. They can share their words, you know, to him. And also himself, he needs to say, I need to listen.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can tell you something and you don't want to listen because now things are going well for you. So now you don't want to hear anything from anyone, you know. But for me, you just have to listen to the leader, the coach first, and also listen to the senior players. It will help him and also perform very well in this game. And it's going to build him to the future.
For sure. And he is a future. I mean, we saw how the SA under 20 team, you know, wanted him so badly to be part of the team. But yeah, I'm sure next time he'll be there.
Yeah, next time you'll get a chance, you know. You see, Orlando Pirates wanted him to play in this competition, the CAF. Yeah. You know, they've got a reason why they didn't release him.
Yeah.
But for me, it can get another chance.
Yeah.
You know, next year or next of next year.
Yeah.
You know, if he still qualify.
Yeah.
You know, it's just to put his head down.
Yeah.
And perform for the team.
Yeah. And you briefly touched on Thapelo Tlhoki. We saw what happened. You know, he's facing a lot of criticism, you know, as well. After, you know, Pirates lost that game, a lot of people are of the view that he should have or could have, you know, won his duel against the Pyramids player who scored that game, you know. How does a player like him also pick himself up going into such a big game or back-to-back Soweto derbies?
Yeah, as supporters or as fans, we think differently.
Yeah,
you know, on the field, you've got a second to think.
Yeah,
you know. So first, Koki is a great player. I love him. I love him. He's a great leader. He's been performing very well. On that day, I think it's 1 second that he thought on the day it didn't happen.
Yeah,
you know, he just waited for the ball. You know,
just
a second, and the guy was too quick.
Yeah.
And it happened in football. You know, it happened in football because football is a game of mistake.
Yeah.
And you learn from a mistake as well. But it doesn't take away all the good performance that he's been doing on the team. So for us as supporters, as fans, yes, we are ahead because we lost the game on the day, you know. But the most important thing, we need to support him.
Yeah.
Regardless of what he's been doing for the team, he's been winning trophies for the team.
Yeah.
He's been fighting for the team. He's been getting injuries with the team, do or die, getting injuries. So let's support him. He made a mistake in that 1 second.
Yeah,
he cost the team. Yes, we understand it, but it's part of the game.
Yeah.
If you don't make a mistake, who's gonna make a mistake?
Yeah.
He just needs to be motivated in this. Games that you know take away the say of all the fans and what take away the focus on this game and perform and show them that you're still a great player.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Yeah, and finally on this particular topic, you know, Chiefs Pirates, your predictions on the game. Who you think will walk out?
For me personally, I want Pirates to win, obviously. I'm a Pirates fan.
Yeah.
I'm a do or die of a Pirate. So I've been there for all years.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I was supporting Pirates. So I'll love Pirates to win, to compete again to the Betway Premiership. Because obviously, if they win these couple of games that they left, they can be crowned as a champion.
Yeah. And also on the issue of Betway, I mean, it's the first season for Betway, you know. Here in the PSL, what has been your highlights, you know, of the Betway, and what did you make of their first season in our PSL Premiership?
For me, the best thing that has been happening in Betway Premiership are the fans.
Yeah.
The fans are the most important thing in football.
Yeah.
And I've seen this season a lot of fans are going to the stadium. They're fill up in the stadium. For me, we're going back for in the days of football. People are coming back
to the
stadium again, you know, and for me, that's the most important thing. You know, people get to enjoy football.
Yeah.
Because we are such a slogan. It's a Betway Premiership.
Yeah.
It's Lesekazi.
Lesekazi.
And people are coming in numbers in the stadium. And for me, it makes football very, very nice.
Yeah. And obviously, we did say Pirates are still challenging for the title. Next week is the Nedbank Cup final. You know, I'm sure the outgoing coach, Coach Jose, will want to defend this title once again.
Yeah. For sure. I think it's his last games of the season.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously the guys need to perform to show him the respect.
Yeah.
The things that he has done for the team.
For sure.
To appreciate him, you know, that will be great. The more they win the games, the more they win trophies now, it's going to be great for the team as well. It's their last dance.
Yeah.
You know, so he needs to defend the trophy.
Yeah.
You know,
he needs to defend it.
Yeah, he needs to defend it for sure. That's 100%.
Yeah.
You know, because he has done it with the MTN 8.
Yeah.
He took 3 in a row. So he can also do the same thing, 3 in a row.
Yeah.
And that will be great. The CV will be good for the team and with the players as well.
Yeah.
You know, it will be great. You know, back-to-back trophies.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we won the back-to-back treble.
Yeah.
It was a great moment at that time, you know. And the current generation, they can still do the same.
Yeah.
You know, they can go for treble.
Yeah.
If they want to,
yeah.
You know, because it's possible.
Yeah, it is possible.
It's very possible, you know. If they can tell themselves, we have to put more effort.
Yeah.
Because now it's no longer talent.
Yeah.
It's about you as a player. What are you putting on the table?
Yeah. Yeah, but we all know it won't be easy for them to defend the title. They're going up against the Chiefs that is going through a decade-long trophy drought, you know?
Yes, yeah. It's this fixture is very difficult.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. It's very difficult because you're playing a league on a Saturday and the following Saturday you're playing a cup game.
Cup final, that is.
You know what I mean? So it's difficult for both teams, you know? It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. But I'm wishing Orlando Pirates to get those two games.
Yeah. And also, what have you made of this current squad of Orlando Pirates? The things that they achieved this season, like you said, they defended the MTN 8, you know, 3 times in a row. Then the Nedbank Cup final, you know, they went all the way to the semifinals of the Champions League. And they're now challenging for the league. Just, you know, your thoughts and analysis on this current Orlando Pirates squad.
I think for me, overall, this season, they've been great. I think they've had a special group.
Mm.
Why I'm saying it's a special group, it's a team that they're together.
Yeah.
We've seen it from the beginning, and I was the one that was doubting if they're going to be consistent the way they've been, you know. But they proved me wrong, you know, if in the way of playing. There's a time where they got 8 games in a row, not losing a game.
Yeah.
And I said, they're going to be consistent for the whole week, for the whole season. But they've proved me wrong.
Yeah.
They've been doing well for the team, you know. That's why I'm saying it's a special team. And they've been consistent the whole season.
Mm.
And yeah, they're working together as a team. There's no, I won't say there's one player who's rising all the time, because if you don't see Rile scoring, you will see Makgopa scoring.
Yeah, Omungkota.
Omungkota will score.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a generation of all the team. When I get a chance to get a win for the team, I can do it.
Yeah.
They play as a team. They are unite. You can see in the game, in the field of play, the way they're sharing the ball. You know, you can see they work their socks off.
Yeah.
They work for each other. You know, so which is a great thing. Sometimes you see Chain win the game for the team.
Yeah.
You know, So it's a special team.
Yeah. And can you say, based on what you just said now, can you say that this team is, or this group or generation of Pirates players, you know, is arguably one of their best, you know, in the history of the club?
I won't say it's one of the best because the generation are different.
Different, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
For me as a player, I would say my generation was the best.
Yeah.
Because we won a double treble. Mm. But when you see this team now, they each and every season they're taking trophies. Mm. So in their generation, they are one of the best.
Yeah. And I mean, they did this with Coach Jose. He's now leaving the club. Just your thoughts on that as well, you know, and his time at the club.
Personally, I'm not happy. Yes, one, but it's part of football. I think Jose brought a lot of identity in the team. Mm. Brought back the identity of Orlando Pirates. Yeah. You know, the Spanish guitar. You know, Beksha is king njal. The color of Nand Yonkin now. Yeah. And the lack of Orlando Pirates brought it back.
Mm.
And that's why they're playing the way they're playing. And we're going to miss him, obviously. I'm hoping that the new coach, when it comes, you know, is going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, because you can see wherever you go, Orlando Pirates fans are very happy.
Yeah.
Everyone is happy. And the team is happy because of the style of play is back.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we need, you know. And yeah, but I hope if he can change his mind or I can try and talk to him and change his mind, you know, to stay, I'll be happy.
Yeah, you're definitely not the only one. Not the first one that has said this. Legend Teboho Moloi also said the same thing, that hopefully, you know, he changes his mind, you know, at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Maybe because what I hear is the reason of family. You know, if the family, maybe if they can come this side, you know, stay with Coach Jose, it will be something else.
Yeah.
You know, that will be great for Orlando Pirates because he's been doing great.
Yeah.
And what I like about him is a coach who understands his players, and also the way he brought the youngsters coming from the development side. You know, he didn't just put them out of the blue.
Yeah,
he just graduated with the relay. Relay now is top player for Orlando Pirates. Nkota, the way he gets into senior team as well. You know, step by step, and now
in your protege as well, Thabiso Sesane.
Thabiso Sesane, you know, unlucky because he got an injury as well. The way he's been introducing the team, he's been playing. Look at now Mbogazi, the way he's been looking, playing in the team. He's a regular now in the team, you know. Yeah. So I like the way he introduced the new guys with the older guys, you know, because you can see there's a gel. You know, it's just a matter of both all the teams be together and play football.
Yeah, and on the note of the new coach, who do you think the club should bring in? Like, what type of a coach should be profiled, you know?
That's a tough one. You know, you know when the coach rise to this level and the other coach comes, he needs to fill these shoes,
set the bar high,
you know, he needs to fill up these shoes, and it's very difficult, you know. So I don't know, there's a couple of coaches that are jobless.
Mm-hmm.
I think obviously I can't talk for Orlando Pirates, but the management I know, maybe by now, or they're still talking to other coaches.
Yeah, they've identified someone.
They identify someone. Yeah. Probably, maybe, is someone from Spain as well to continue with the Spanish guitar style.
Yeah.
Or someone who's know Orlando Pirates very well and has been there for quite some time.
Yeah, and one of those people is Coach Rulani. He could be leaving Wydad. You know, there's just a whole lot of things happening around him. Do you think he could be that coach that takes Pirates to another level? Maybe, you know, win the league, go as far as the final in the Champions League.
For sure. I think he's been there before.
Yeah.
You know, at Orlando Pirates, he knows what is needed at Orlando Pirates, obviously. And now, obviously, he's been grown as a individual. You know, he's been won something at Sundowns. Now he's at Wydad. Obviously, he's in another level. So he's going to bring the experience and also the style of play that Orlando Pirates needed. He knows he's been there before. If the management wants Rulani to be part of Orlando Pirates, that would be great as well.
Yeah.
He was one of great coaches that were there at Orlando Pirates.
Yeah. And what do you make of, you know, the criticism also, or the treatment that he's getting out in Morocco? Do you think it's fair? Because, I mean, the stats say something else, you know. He's improved the team from number 6. They're now number 3, but clearly, for some reason, they don't think he's done enough.
Yeah, personally, he has improved in terms of individual players and as a team as well. But, you know, football is a different sport game.
Yeah.
You know, if the results doesn't come, you are not a good coach.
Yes.
But if the results comes, we are a good coach.
Yeah.
You know, so the big teams wants results.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
Yeah.
That's very difficult. I felt bad the way they treated him that side.
Yeah.
But I heard that the management of Wydad wants to keep him until to the World Cup, Club World Cup.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going to happen, you know, because they feel that he has done so much.
Yeah.
And they want to continue with that team to go to the Club World Cup. But we'll see what's going to happen. But the treatment was not good. So we'll see.
Yeah, and Club World Cup, Sundowns is going there, going to represent us. They're in the final of the Champions League. And we also saw, we could have seen an All-South African Champions League final, but it you know, didn't happen. Stellenbosch also in the semis fell short, you know. You know, your take on our football holistically, you know, South African football and the direction it's headed.
Yeah, I think for me, it direction is Itata. It's a great one.
Yeah,
you look at Sundowns the way they've been playing.
Mm.
You know, they help us, the players. They help us in getting number 3 in the Africa Cup of Champions League. You know, and also you can see in the CAF Champions. You know, they inspire other teams, you know, to do well in the Champions League. Look at Orlando Pirates, the way they've been playing. You can say 80% of Orlando Pirates players, they are not experienced to CAF champion. But because they are inspired by Sundowns, they went all out to the semifinal.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they were unlucky not going to the final. But it helped us as South African, the national team as well, to do well, you know. And also, it shows our football in this country is growing.
Yeah.
Because look at the top 4 who play in the CAF champion. It was 2 Egypt, 2 South Africa. So which means our football is growing.
Yeah, we're doing the right thing.
We're in the right track of football. So we just have to continue. And one day we can get the AFCON and CAF, we can dominate as well.
Yeah, and AFCON is around the corner.
Yo, I think it's playing in December.
December, yeah.
This year, December. So, you know, if we've got this momentum of players doing well, injury-free, we are capable of getting, for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of injuries, like I said earlier, your protege, Sesane, suffered a setback while he was on his peak, doing very well, you know. And Olisanda, do you think that also had a bit of an effect, you know, in the Pirates camp?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's why they had to bring back Umbogas because there was a lot of injuries. You know, if you remember, beginning of the season, Kogi was not around.
Yeah,
he was nursing his injury, and who started? It was Sesane and Da.
Yeah,
and Da got injured at the early days of the season, And afterwards, obviously, Sane. So they had a lot of injuries in defense, you know. So that's why maybe sometimes the coach, you know, had to sacrifice some of the things and say, okay, there's someone in the DDC that has been playing and I've been looking, he's doing well. Let me groom him. And once he groomed him, he took his chance and he did well. And now he's a stable center back in the team. You know, he's doing well. But obviously, Sesane lost it. You know, he lost it at on his peak. You know, I think he was doing well and he was getting a national call up as well, which is a great thing, you know. So, but for him, he just have to recover and go back and try to perform to his ability to get where he wanted to be before, and it's possible, you know. And now at least he's back, he's training with the team. So, yeah.
Which is good. I mean, it's positive news for the club as well. And also maybe what are some of the things that he can improve in his game to become, you know, a better defender? Because you've once said that you want him to be better than you. You know, what are some of the things that he needs to improve in his game that will, you know, level up his game?
There's a lot. We almost talk each and every day, me and him. You know, I was there in the beginning of his injury until now. So most of the time we talk about football. And when we talk about football, we analyze the game and we see where he can improve and where he must not improve, you know. But so far he's been doing well, you know. Even with the recovery of injury, he's been doing well, you know. So I'm hoping when he start training proper with the team, you know, and also when he start playing the game, he's gonna be much better than last, which is this season, because I think he's gonna start playing maybe next season. So I wish he can be better than this season, put more effort. If he was in 80%, he needs to put another 100%, you know, that 20% of extra work, it will help him. And yeah, man, also you must just enjoy this moment. You know, I think sometimes as footballers, we don't enjoy this moment because we think we can play to 60 years. And sometimes it's not about that. Once you get injured, that's when you realize that a career can be finished anytime. You know what I mean? So when he gets back, he just have to enjoy the football and make sure that he capitalize all these months that he didn't play.
Yeah, and speaking of careers, you know, being that could end anytime, the current Pirates captain is said to being offered, you know, a position by the club at the end of the season. So he's only 32, you know. What advice would you give him? You know, should he take the offer or, you know, just
I think
continue playing at another club?
for me it's more about maturity in this situation, because sometimes when someone give you an offer and you reject the offer, you end up blaming yourself afterwards, somewhere in the road. Sometimes when you accept the offer, you're also blaming yourself and say, I put my goals in my career. I wanted to retire at this
H,
age. And now you want to blame yourself and say, Ish, I think I didn't do what I wanted to do. You know, in this situation is tricky, but my advice to him, he needs to think very, very careful. There's a future after football, so he needs to think very carefully and make the right decision for himself, you know. And he needs to consult a lot of people if he wants to. He needs to consult a lot of people, you know, get advice and decide from there. But for me, I think he needs to make himself happy.
And do you think maybe that could have also been the situation with you, whereby, you know, the club wanting you to stay, but
yeah, I think at the same time I felt like maybe it's the same situation. I don't know, but maybe it's the same situation. But for me, because I wanted to play football again, that's why I had to decide the way I decided.
I still had that hunger at that time.
Yeah. And for me, I'm not blaming anyone because it was my decision for.
Yeah.
And even now, I don't have regrets for anything I've done.
Yeah.
You know, if the offer still come to me from Orlando Pirates, I will still go.
Yeah.
You know, I will still go. I even told them when I left the team, I said, if the offer's still there and you want me to come back, I can still come back anytime.
Yeah.
You know, because it was my second home.
Yeah.
You know, I left Mpumalanga at a young age, you know. So, But at that time, I had to decide to go and play football. That's why I did.
Yeah.
And I don't have regrets for that.
Yeah. And then you went to Royal AM, you know.
Yeah.
That is, you know, now, you know, it's facing quite a whole lot of this, just a fiasco there. Just if you could talk to us about, you know, your time there, what was your experience like with the club and the management?
I think I had my best 6 months in that team. You know, I wanted to experience life after Orlando Pirates, what can be, you know. And I've enjoyed myself staying there, that side.
Yeah.
And, you know, just Umam Kizenje, the way she is, you know, she's a calm lady.
Mm.
She listened, you know. I had the great time of my life there. And also the players, you know, good players, you know, and the facilities there.
Yeah.
You know, it's good facilities at Royal AM. I don't want to lie. Some of the teams, they don't have that facilities, you know, and that's why I'm saying I had a great time. I wish I could have stayed much longer.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, life decide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. And you know, I know they say, usually say the best for last, you know. Just briefly, for people who don't know who Happy is, where you're from, how you actually, you know, landed at Orlando Pirates at a young age. Just a brief background.
Happy Jele, Quintin.
Sure. Now you come on the slow.
Yeah, that's my second name. So it's Happy Quintin Jele from Mpumalanga, Middelburg.
Yeah.
I came to Orlando Pirates 2006. I was playing for Walter Stars at that time.
Mm.
Yeah, Orlando Pirates saw me when I was playing for Walter Stars. Walter, the presenter, if you remember.
Walter Mugwena.
Walter Mugwena's team. Yeah, he used to have a team at Orlando, at Middelburg, I mean,
mm.
on Middelburg. So, yeah, we used to play a lot of games with the PSL teams.
Yeah.
So Orlando Pirates end up saw me, and that's when my journey started with Orlando Pirates. And since then, until 2022, then I've joined Royal AM for 6 months. Then that's it.
Yeah. No. May the best team win on Saturday, these, and even next week, back-to-back Soweto Derbies.
Yeah, I'm a Paganilla as a win.
Yeah.
That's all I'm wishing for.
Yeah.
You know, these players, there's a lot to play for.
Yeah.
So they just need to go out there and enjoy the game and get the results so that we can be the champion of Betway Premiership.
Yeah.
We can be champion of Nedbank Cup as well. And we want to go back to the Champions League again next season.
Yeah, cool stuff. Best team will win.
Yeah.
No, siyabonga Happy.
Thank you very much, Siya.
Sure, please. Yeah, and that was Happy Chele, former Orlando Pirates captain, who was just speaking to me about the upcoming Soweto Derbies between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates on Saturday in the Betway Premiership, and then next week, Saturday, in the Nedbank Cup Final. That's it from me. CSA, subscribe, like, and share. Dango.